Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We just want to thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, Lord Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for letting us be clothed and in our right minds, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for life, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, for everything you've done for us, Jesus. Help us to be more thankful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now, oh, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you'll forgive our sins, Lord. Blot out our transgressions, Jesus. Wash and purge us right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 search our hearts right now, Lord. Everything in us that's not like you, Lord. Everything in us that's against your word, Lord, that's contrary to you, Jesus. Take it out right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 we want to be right, Lord Jesus. Help us to be right, Lord. Help us to walk upright before you, Lord. Help us to speak the truth in our hearts, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus,
help
Jesus.
Us, Lord.
We need you right now, Lord Jesus. We want to be a holy people, Lord. We want to be a righteous people, Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, help us to walk after you, Lord Jesus, in holiness right now, Lord. I know that you're able, Lord. Jesus, 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 we ask that you'll look on the souls on the prayer list. Touch right now, Lord Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Stretch out your healing hand, Jesus. Heal right now, Lord Jesus. Heal our bodies right now, Lord. Heal our land, Lord.
Heal, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know every name, Lord. I know you know, Lord Jesus. Whatever we need, Jesus, whatever the soul is asking for, Lord, whatever the petition right now, we ask that you will grant it according to your will.
Do it, Lord.
Please, Jesus, 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 right now, Lord Jesus, we ask that you'll look on our vice president, Lord, Pastor Marshall, Jesus, touch his body some more, Lord, ever lift him up and encourage him, Jesus, strengthen him right now, Lord, all power is in your hand, Lord, look on his wife, Lord Jesus, Mother Janice Marshall, Lord Jesus. Touch and heal her body, Lord. Ever strengthen and encourage, Lord. Bless their ministries, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know us, Lord Jesus. You know the names on a prayer list, Lord. Whoever they are, Lord, meet the knee right now, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Go in the hospitals right now, Lord, and even in the nursing homes, Lord. Make ways and open up doors, Jesus. Provide right now, Lord Jesus. Heal, Lord Jesus. Send strong deliverance, Lord. Make free, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Look on your people right now, Lord. Open up the windows of heaven, Lord. Pour us out a blessing, Jesus. You know what we're waiting on, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We're trusting your word, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help us to stick at your word, Lord. Help us to do your will, Lord. Whatever you commanded us to do, help us to do that, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, 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 rebuke all, draw back, Lord Jesus. I know that you're able, Lord. Help us to go forth in you, Lord Jesus.
Help
us, Lord. Jesus, 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 help us not to be ashamed, Lord Jesus. Help us to speak boldly, Lord Jesus. Whatever you called us to do, Lord, help us to go forth, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, 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 anoint our voices, Lord Jesus. We want to sing for you, Lord. Anoint our hands, Jesus. We want to be used by you. Anoint our feet, Jesus. We want to go where you send us. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We're trusting in you right now, Lord. We're taking you at your word. We're depending on you, Lord Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. There's no soul you can't reach. No habit you can't break. You can do all things, Lord. We're trusting in you right now, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Work it out right now, Lord Jesus. Whatever the people need, Lord, you know all about it, Lord. You can go into places, Jesus, that man can't reach. You can reach the soul, Lord, that we can't reach, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 we're trusting in you, Lord Jesus. We're taking you at your word, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible, Lord. You can do all things, Lord. With you, we know it's possible, Lord. We're trusting in you, Lord Jesus. Work it out right now, Lord. You're able to fix it, Jesus. We're waiting on you, Lord. We're believing what you said. We rebuke all doubt, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Take it out of our minds, Lord. Take it out of our hearts, Lord. Help us to believe, Lord Jesus. Give us that faith, Lord, that was once delivered unto the saints. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We don't want to be like that wave. That wave that tossed to and fro. We want to be fixed, Lord Jesus, and stand firm on your word. We believe right now, Lord Jesus. We know that you're able, Lord. Bless the broadcast, Lord Jesus. Send your word, Lord Jesus. Send forth your anointing. Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Move
in a great and powerful way, Lord. Touch souls, heal souls, encourage somebody, Lord. You have the power to save, Jesus. You can reach, Lord Jesus. You can reach across the airlines, Lord Jesus. You can reach across the radio lines, Lord. You can reach souls, Lord Jesus. I know that you're able, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Trusting in your word, Lord. Nothing you can do, Lord. We know that it's possible, Lord. It's possible with you, Lord. The things that are impossible with man, Lord, they're possible with you, Lord Jesus. We take you at your word, Lord. We know that you are a deliverer, Lord. We know that you are a keeper of your word, a keeper of your promises. If you said it, Lord, we know that you will do it. And we're taking you at your word, Lord Jesus. and we believe right now, and we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. We don't deserve it.
God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen, and we thank God for all of those on the line today. And we thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen. She is the pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and the pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. We have Pastor Sheila Hameen on the show with us today, and we usually have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. She's from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, in Camden, New Jersey. We're keeping her in our prayers. Amen. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture. Praise the Lord. And it's taken from the 135th number of Psalm. That's the 135th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas, in all dry, deep places, in all deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for inheritance unto Israel, his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. Thank God for the ring of his word, the 135th number of Psalm, the 15th verses. And truly, we ought to praise God. His name is worthy to be praised, and we are mm-hmm. his servants. And this is our right. This is our responsibility, our duty to praise the Lord.
Yes.
So, you know, this is what we have to do. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank God all again for Pastor Sheila Hameen, and we want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the broadcast. And we would like to just let you know, if you would like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has gone forth on the broadcast, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title One School. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on the prayer list. We have Arlene Almonte, Titus Edmonds Sr., Romanita Cruz, Logan, Lazar Dumas, Stephen Allen Sr., Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Bradley and her family, Alicia Smith, Will Mills, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, Missionary Rose Mack, Pastor and Mother Marshall, Evangelist Linda Diggs, Deacon Roger Tanner, Angel Lissetti Jr., Curtis Berry, Glarnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Elder Otis Smith, Gregory Smith, Miss China, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, who we met in Washington, D.C., Deborah and her daughter, whom we also met in Washington, D.C., all of the Reed families, all those who are suffering from COVID, as well as those who are requesting prayer. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth, Hope Ministry, There Is Hope Ministry, is on. The phone number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5330, and the access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WG Light Dog Image Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoags teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. If you would like me to list any new ministries, be so free to go on our website, leave them in a comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you like your name added to your prayer list, someone else's name, or you have a petition, you can do the same thing, leave it in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Or you can call our guest line if you're feeling bold and you want to give a testimony, have an encouraging word or a song, or if you're clergy, you'd like to give remarks after the word. Our guest line is 978-990-5270, and our access code is 794-6408. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Sing a little bit of this song.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face.
Sorry, that's the wrong key.
The river of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice, hear the path home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want you to lift upon his face, there to sing for river of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see Jesus, I want to look upon his face, I want to see forever of his saving grace. On those beautiful streets of glory, there he lift my voice, cares or past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, ever past, home at last, ever to rejoice, ever to rejoice, ever to rejoice.
Amen. Praise the Lord. One day I want to see the Lord in peace. Look upon his face in peace. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we're going to ask that you get your minds ready to receive the word of the Lord. So go ahead and get your Bible, get your pen, your paper, if you want to write things down, and prepare your heart for the word of God. The next voice you'll hear is Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hamid. God bless you, Evangelist Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God, and I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, for hosting the show. And I thank God for that powerful prayer, that anointed prayer, and also the open scripture. And I tell you, I can feel the presence of the Lord. And I'm so grateful that God has already graced us with his presence. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad that you tuned in on this afternoon. Praise be to God. I want to see him and look upon his face. But I don't want to hear him say, depart from me.
All right.
You worker of iniquity, I never knew you. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I tell God, he gives us so many opportunities to get right, to get our heart right, to repent, make things right. Hallelujah. Sometimes we might make a mistake or mess up, but God is so merciful that he will give us an opportunity to come before him and to get everything straightened out. That's a God that's full of love and compassion. And I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on a sinner like me, looked down on me one day and reached way down. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He reached all the way down and picked me up. And He changed my life. He changed my mind, gave me a mind to be saved, a mind to live
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah. He forgave my sins. He converted me,
yes.
sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost and a determination to drive and to go forward, to continue all the way. I didn't start this race
Amen.
Just to stop in the middle, but my intention
all right.
and my whole purpose is to go all the way. Hallelujah. Because I want to see him. I want to see his face. Oh, praise the Lord, and I want to see him in peace. I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And at this time, let us prepare to go to the word of God. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Oh, God, we ask that you will send forth your word, and that you will minister unto us, Lord, the things that we stand in need of. Lord God, bless all listeners today with a blessing that they stand in need of, oh God. Those who are hurting, oh God, you have everything they need. You know how to remove that hurt. Oh Lord, those whose hearts are broken, you know how to mend the hearts back together. Oh Lord Jesus, those who are cast down and despondent, pick them up, Lord Jesus. And give them strength. Help them, Lord, to continue on. Lord God, bless your people everywhere. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. I can say of a truth that this is the Lord's day. This is the day
yes.
that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing. And I'm also glad in this day, because this
yes.
day was not promised to me, but thank the Lord, he let me live one more day. And glory be to God, I will praise him. I will lift him up because surely he is worthy to be praised. Oh, glory be to God. The Lord is good, and we should be singing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant, as the opening scripture was read. Oh, thank you, Lord. I want to encourage you to come on, let's get together, and let's praise the Lord. Let's lift up his name even higher. Oh, yes, Lord, because he is worthy of all praises. God did not have to bless us to see this day. Oh, praise
Amen.
The Lord. He didn't have to send his son Jesus to die on the cross for
That's
us.
Right. That's
well,
right.
yes, Lord, but God, because of his unconditional love, he sent Jesus down to the earth to die for the sins of the world, to take away our sins. And I'm so glad that God saved me. I'm so glad mm-hmm. to be on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm going to try to get to the scriptures now. But my soul is stirred. The Lord truly touched me in that prayer. And I tell you, I can feel his presence right now.
Yes, Lord.
He sent his anointing. And I feel the anointing. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask that you will pray with me for just a little while, as we go to the word of God, to the book of St. John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 17, and then Philippians, the first chapter, verses 1, 9, 12, and 13. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Or rather, that's Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 1, 9, 12, and 13. Starting with St. John, the 15th chapter, the Bible reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Fourth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whosoever ye shall ask, but whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Philippians 4, verse 1, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Verse 9, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Verses 12 and 13, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And my title today is Abide in Christ Jesus, the True Vine. And my theme is a question. What can we do without the Lord? Hallelujah. In St. John, the 15th chapter, Jesus began to minister to his disciples, those who he had called out, those followers of Jesus. He began to explain to them that he is the true vine. Hallelujah. And that God is the husbandman. And I believe Jesus used these types of parables and also metaphors to reach the people more fully, because they could relate to this. They understood the vine, because many of them had vineyards, and they understood that the vine had to be tended to by a husbandman. And so he is referring here as being the true vine. He is that main source. As the people would look upon it, it's the grapevine. And people use this term, I heard it through the grapevine. Glory to God, but Jesus is the true vine. And that is the source of our strength, the source of everything we are and everything about us comes through the true vine. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
My Father is a husbandman, as Jesus told him. God, he's the one who takes care of the vineyard. And he began to go on in the second verse saying, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And so what is that saying to us? Mm-hmm. That there are some branches that are in Jesus that are fruitless, and they are not bringing forth fruit. So that branch will be taken away by the husbandman. The Father is going to take it away. Glory to God. And he says also, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And so a lot of people want to name the name of Christ. They want to be associated with Christ. They want to be called a Christian, hallelujah, but they're not bringing forth any fruit. They're not bearing any fruit. Praise be to God. But if we bring forth fruit, the Father purge us, glory to God, that we may bring forth more fruit.
More fruit.
In other words, bring forth fruit meet for repentance, glory to God. Show some signs that you want to be right, that you want to do what God wants you to do, that you truly want to abide in Jesus Christ. Jesus explained to them that they were clean through the word that he had spoken to them. It's the word of God that cleans us up. Thank you, Jesus. And so Jesus, he is the word, because the Bible lets us know that in the beginning was the word. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. And the word was with God. You know, Jesus, he is the word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And so by his word, he has cleaned us up. Oh, praise the Lord. Reading on, saying, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Oh, praise the Lord. We must needs abide in Jesus Christ, the true vine. Because if we do not abide in him, we can't do anything. But I believe Apostle Paul understood that he needed to abide in the true vine, praise be to God. Because he said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ,
all things
which strengtheneth me. And I want to know, what can we do without the Lord? Hallelujah.
All right.
We can't do anything without the Lord. We need him for everything. Praise the Lord. We are encouraged through the word of God and in this passage that if we abide in Jesus, and his word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us. This is a promise that Jesus made to his disciples. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to do is just abide in the true vine, Jesus Christ, and allow his word to abide in us. Everything else in us that's not right got to come out. Hallelujah.
Got to come out.
Got to be removed from within. Oh, glory be to God. All the things that God is not pleased with, it's got to come out. Somebody sing a song saying everything in you got to come out. If you want to go back with Jesus when he comes, everything in you got to come out and begin to name all the things, the envy in you got to come out. The hatred got to come out. Oh, my Lord, the backbiting got to come out. The evil got to come out. Oh, hallelujah. Everything in you that's not right, it's got to come out. Glory be to God. And be replaced with the word, God, the words of Jesus. Allow his word to abide in you. And then you can ask what you will. And the Lord declared, it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. And one thing about God, he will be glorified. And Jesus let his disciples know that the Father is glorified when we as disciples bring forth fruit, when we bear fruit. So then that's what makes us his disciples. If we are fruitless, we are like a branch that's going to get cut off and thrown into the fire. Just of no value whatsoever. Hallelujah. But Jesus began to speak in the ninth verse, saying, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. He was speaking to his disciples there. And for those who would become his disciples, praise the Lord. We are to continue in his love. And some people say, well, I've been trying so hard, and I just find it so difficult to love this one and that one. And I want you to know that you can't do anything without the Lord. You must abide in the true vine. And if you abide in him, glory to God, you can do all things through him.
Oh,
amen. You can love somebody that you thought you couldn't love if you abide in the true vine. Praise God. Because that's where all of your strength is going to come from. That's where all of your wisdom and knowledge is coming from, all your spiritual insight. Everything that you are in need of is going to come from the true vine. He'll put that love in you, and it's unconditional to the point where you are able to love someone that maybe did something wrong to you or somebody you couldn't stand before. You can love them now because you're abiding in the true vine. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. This word of God is so powerful. And I wish I could get it out like I feel it. Praise the Lord. But I just want to just touch on a few more of these verses and move on. So Jesus made it clear to his disciples, saying in the 10th verse, if ye keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love. That's the key. Keep commandment. Keep his commandment. If we keep his commandment, we shall abide in his love. Hallelujah. He showed us the example. Say saying, I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And so he spoke these things so that his joy might remain in his disciples, and that the disciples' joy might be full. The Lord wants us to have joy. He wants us to rejoice. Amen. As was stated earlier, we should be praising the name of the Lord always. We should always lift him up and give him the glory, because we know that without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. God made us who we are, and he knows us by name. He knows everything about us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he knows that we can't do anything without him. If he would speak the word, glory be to God. Whatsoever he speaks, it will come to pass. It will come into existence if it does not exist. If there is anything going on in our lives, God has the power to speak it out of our lives. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God has the power to rewrite our future. Well, praise be to God. We might have been headed for destruction, but God can change our future. He can erase that path and give us a brand new path. Oh, thank you, Jesus. See, some people, they try to blame God for everything. They say things like, well, God knew I was going to do that, and God knew this and that. Yes, he knew it. But if you change your ways, if you go to God in earnest and repent, hallelujah, God can change your direction. God, hallelujah, he can rewrite something that is written and the ink is already dry. Oh, thank you.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
He is the only one,
oh, God,
who can rewrite, glory be to God, your future, my future. God has the power to do it. Therefore, we can say with a surety, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Don't accept what the enemy tells you. Don't accept that your life is just doomed and your life will never be this or it'll never change. Don't accept that, because God has the power to change your life. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Without him, you can't do anything. We can't do anything.
Amen.
He let his disciples know that they didn't choose him. He chose them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But God,
thank you, Lord,
he can do whatsoever he will. Mm-hmm. And just reflecting back on the opening scripture, oh, thank you, Jesus, how God is so great. God is above all God. And whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places. And so nobody can stop God. God chooses whom he will. And the witness in the fourth verse, for the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. God chose. We can change God's mind. Hallelujah. By humbling ourselves. By going to God in earnest. A people that were not a people. For now, God's people. And God is their God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just because it did not exist Just because it was not so doesn't mean that God cannot bring it into existence. It doesn't mean that God can't make it so. Hallelujah.
That's right.
God can do everything. There is nothing too hard for God. And so I want to say to you today, hallelujah, what can you do without the Lord? I want to encourage you to abide in Christ Jesus, the true vine. Amen. As Apostle Paul exhorted in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 9th verse, he said, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. Because he was certainly a living epistle. And he set a great example that all of this he told them to do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Oh, praise the Lord. The God of peace shall be with us. And as long as we continue in his love, as long as his words abide in us, hallelujah, as long as we keep his commandments, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you have a problem in your life, you can take it to Jesus. And you can ask the Lord, hallelujah, for a favor. And God will do it for you. Well, thank you, Lord.
He will.
As long as you keep on abiding in the true vine, when the opposition facing you, when the enemy has risen up against you, you can ask in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you can call on the Father and say, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Father will grant it unto you. Oh, thank the Lord. Praise be to God. So I thank God for his word. I thank God.
Amen.
Excuse me. For the powerful word of God. So I want to encourage you to please abide in the true vine. Continue in his love. Excuse me.
Touch Lord Jesus.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's all right. I still have a voice. I'm a little dry, but thank God for the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And those of you who are listening, you might be thinking, oh, has the Lord chosen me? You know, you can go to God and say, Lord, I want to be yours. I want to be your child, and God will choose you. If you're willing to repent and be godly sorry for the wrong that you've done,
Lord.
If you're willing to ask God for forgiveness, God is merciful and full of compassion. Hallelujah. His arms are outstretched and giving you the invitation to come. Oh, praise the Lord. If you're willing to walk away from the world, to turn your back on the world, and forsake thing and everything that's not like God, God will have mercy upon you, and he will receive you. Hallelujah. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. And if you have any request, any special request of the Lord, just believe God while we're praying. We're going to ask in faith. We're going to call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to touch and agree in prayer on the same things. because the Bible lets us know that where two or three are assembled together in his name, as Jesus told his disciples, he said, there am I in the midst of them. All it takes is two or three to be assembled together in the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. If you desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost, God is waiting and ready to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you can only believe, well, praise the Lord. So let us put our minds on Jesus and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we come before you right now asking you to have mercy on our souls. We humble ourselves before you, and we ask for forgiveness. Oh, Lord, we come together in faith, touching and agreeing on the same things, calling upon your holy name, Lord, asking you to make your holy visitation. Lord, stop by for a little while. Stop by, oh God, and lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you, oh Lord Jesus. Oh God, we pray right now that you'll forgive those who have repented of their sins and take away their sins, Lord. Have mercy, oh God, and clean them up on the inside and on the outside. Oh, Lord Jesus, send the Holy Ghost and fill their souls, Lord Jesus. Fill them right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, God, send your anointing and destroy the yoke of bondage. Bind the enemy on every side, Lord. Break every chain, Lord Jesus, right now while we pray. Jesus, hear our cry, Lord. Hear our prayer, Lord Jesus. Somebody wants to be saved, and we're praying right now that you will save their soul. Somebody wants to know which way they need to go. Lord, we pray that you will direct them and show them the way in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody has gone astray and they need to get back on the right track. We are asking you today, Lord Jesus, to help them get back on track. Help them to turn around and face the direction and you have ordered them to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody has backslidden on you, Lord, and desiring to return, Lord Jesus, but they're struggling and not able to make it back, Lord God. We pray for divine intervention, Lord. Help them to make it back before too late. Help them to return to their first love. Help them, Lord Jesus, to come on back home in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we come to you right now, Lord, and we intercede on behalf of those who are sick, those who are on the prayer list, for every name that's been called all around the world. Oh, my God, my God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
Have mercy,
Jesus. And heal, Lord, send deliverance.
Oh, Lord.
Raise up the sick, God, off the sick bed.
Do all things, God.
Raise them up right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you will heal their bodies. Oh, Lord, touch them right now and rebuke that sickness. Rebuke that disease. Oh, God, rebuke the viruses in the name of Jesus. Bind them up, oh, God, and cast them out. While we're praying, Lord Jesus, do wonders, work miracles in the lives of those who don't even know you, Lord God. Show them who you are. Make yourself known unto them. For those who are listening today, oh God, desiring something special, Lord God, we are praying right now. We are asking in faith that you will grant it unto them this day. Oh, Lord, let it be done according to your holy will in the name of Jesus. We believe you together, oh, God, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, hallelujah. We believe right now that we have the petition that we're asking this prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus, all petitions that were spoken and unspoken, we believe we have, oh, hallelujah, the petitions that you, oh, God, we believe you granted them unto us in faith, and we thank you for it. We bless your name, oh God. We praise
you.
Hallelujah. We give you thanks, Lord. You are worthy of all praises. And we honor you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We thank you, Jesus, for the miracles, Lord. We thank you for the healing of the sick. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're in the hospital room right now.
Yes,
oh, God,
yes,
and you're standing by the hospital bed. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, and your hand is laid upon the sick, Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank you right now, oh, God.
Thank you right now.
We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being present in the sick room, somebody at home,
yes,
who's sick. We pray, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you will lay your hand on them and heal their bodies. Oh, God, raise them up. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now. Oh, my God, and for what you're about to do. We praise your name, and we thank you for your word, Lord. Help us to keep your commandments, Lord. Help us to abide in you and to allow your word to abide in us. Help us, Lord, to continue in your love. Oh, my Lord, make us all over. Make us what you have us to be. Mold us, oh God. Shape us and form us into the vessels that you want us to be. Not our will, Lord, but thy will be done. And we pray earnestly for our leaders, God, that you will bless them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lord, teach them how to lead your people. Bless your name, Jesus. We believe it. And we count it as done, and we thank you for it. Oh, God, we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, please, we didn't mention, but we ask you to remember the bereaved families, God, to comfort and console them. Lord, please wrap your arms around them and let them feel your presence. Let them feel the warmth of your love and your care. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We ask it in your holy name. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for blessing us and for all of you who have tuned in. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn it the broadcast and back into the hands of our host, Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen saying, abide in Christ Jesus, the true vine. And then the question, what can we do without the Lord? And Jesus, he told the disciples that they could not bear fruit by themselves. And I tell you, I've never seen a branch come off of a tree and thrive because it's been cut away from what, like she said, the life force, and it will die by itself. And Jesus said, no more can ye except we abide in him. So without him, we would be like a branch that's not attached to a tree or to the life source, dead. And some, you know, if that branch gets cut off that tree, sometimes if you peel back the bark, you might see green for a little while, but then after a while it starts to dry up because it's been cut off, and that's how we are. Some, it might seem like we're thriving. It might seem like we're still, you know, living if we cut off from the true vine, but after a while and by, we'll die without being connected to that life. So we can't do it by ourselves. We cannot do it by ourselves. I think that was a very beautiful word of God. Sobering is what it was. You know, sometimes we might think we're doing it by ourselves, but it's not us, it's God. And we have to give him the glory. We have to give him the honor. We can't, you know, think it's us, because it's not. We've done nothing. We can't even create oxygen to breathe. It's not us, it's God. And we have to acknowledge that. And I believe that I hear Evangelist Maybell. So I want to go ahead and open up the line. If Evangelist Maybell, if you would like to have remarks or, you know, say something, you may do so at this time.
Praise the Lord. I do honor the Spirit of the Lord and Dr. Hameen. I thank the Lord for the word. I missed the word, but I know that you preach the word of God. And I thank the Lord, because except we abide in the vine, we can do nothing. We have to depend on the Lord, and he is our lifeline. If we get out of him, we don't have any more life. So we just have to abide in there, just stay there. I just thank the Lord for the word, and also thank God for the powerful prayer. Prayer is needed.
Yes.
I tell you, we are living in a time. There's so much sickness and illness and different things that are plaguing the people. And I'm receiving calls to pray for this one, pray for that one. I tell you, it's terrible. But I know God is a healer. I know he's got the power. He can heal. And sometimes you just have to make a vow unto the Lord. Promise the Lord that you're going to live for him and serve him. And God will raise you up. I just thank the Lord, because he's been good. He still got some that's clinging. They're clinging to life, and they're trusting, looking to the Lord, because they know that God is the one that can heal them, and God is the only one that can take them through what they're going through. And I'm a witness, it's going to take God, as it was already forestated. You got to abide in that vine. If you want to live, if you want to be saved, you got to get in that vine and stay in there. So I just thank the Lord for that prayer. It's very, very much needed in these last and evil days. I'm saying to Evangelist Hameen, Dr. Hameen, keep preaching the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way, because we are living in trying times. Our very souls are being tried. We're being tried by the fire. But if we could just endure, hold out, and stay with the Lord, everything will be all right. And I thank God for every listener, everyone that tuned in. We pray that the Lord will bless your soul. Keep tuning in to the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for these remarks coming through. Evangelist Maybell, thank God for her faithfulness. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist Khadijah and also Evangelist May. And I thank the Lord that you were able to get in on the tail end. Amen. And I enjoyed what you going forth. I was like, she can go ahead on. Praise the Lord, but that's very important, what you said, and I just thank God for you, and I just want to say I thank God for all the listeners who tuned in, and for how the Lord continues to bless, you know, and it's very, very important that we continue in prayer, because these days that we're living in, there is a lot of sickness, there's a lot of diseases going around. It's so many people who are in need. And what she brought out concerning where you just need to make a vow to the Lord. Because sometimes these sicknesses come on people because they've been running from the Lord. They're not doing what God wants them to do. And then these conditions will come on them. And it's because they won't go and do what the Lord said do. And there are many people who have testified who refused to do the Lord's will. And then God lets some sickness or something come upon them, and they had to do his will even with the affliction. You know, so it's better to just obey the Lord, just do his will, and you can avoid these things coming on you like this. And just make that vow if you need to, but be ready to keep it. Don't make a vow and then don't keep it. But whatever vow you make before God, make sure that you are committed to keeping that vow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And God will surely bless you. So I just thank the Lord for the broadcast today. Thank God once again for all things that have been said and done and how the Lord has blessed us even from the start. And I'm yet rejoicing. I'm yet praising the Lord. I'm yet giving God the glory for all that he's done. And I'm asking that you will continue to pray for me. And we're going to go ahead and bring the broadcast to a close. And anything else from anyone?
Not at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're thankful. Thank God for all of you and for our listeners who support us with prayer, with their love and everything that they do. We do thank God for you. And I also want to make mention that I made some cards that I plan to give out. And these are cards of invitation for anyone who desire to be on the broadcast. So we are announcing it as we are on the broadcast, but I have some cards to just pass out to people as the Lord leads. And if anyone desires to call in and sing a song, give a testimony, we're encouraging you to do that. You are certainly welcome to come on this broadcast and to tell what God has done for you. And even if you want to read a scripture, if God laid a scripture on your heart and you want to come on the broadcast and read that scripture, you are welcome to do so. Praise the Lord. So again, we give you that invitation, and you are welcome to call in on our guest line. And it was already mentioned in the announcements. Hopefully you wrote that down. When the Lord starts to tug on you and put it on your heart, make sure you do. Amen. Just don't draw back. Don't hold back. But do as the Lord leads you. Praise God. We also thank God for our leaders. We thank God for all the people of God. And at this time, this is the conclusion of the broadcast. We look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast, which will be on Friday night at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Let's reflect on the Word of God, and let's take the Word of God in and apply it to our lives and live by it. At this time, this is the conclusion of the broadcast. God bless you. Thank God for you, Vanessa, may once again able to get in. And God bless you, Vanessa, to be here. Thank God for you.
Have a nice day.